Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. Lori Walsh is off today. May is Foster Care Awareness Month. According to the Children's Home Society of South Dakota's website, every child deserves a family. Tom Timmerman is a family development specialist with the Children's Home Society. He's with us today from the Kirby Family Studio in Sioux Falls. Tom, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Now, this is kind of it's a sensitive topic to most, myself included, to certain degrees. And what we're going to do today is just talk about foster care in general. So kind of in a nutshell, I know there's several facets of foster care, but let's just talk foster care and what that is.
Well, foster care is what the state has set up in order to ensure that children that are in situations of abuse and neglect with their birth family, that we can find a place for them to go so they can be taken care of in a loving and nurturing way. So there's several different parts to the system. Really, it begins with someone who is recognizing that maybe there's a problem going on with a child, whether that is indications by physical appearance, whether that is actions of the child. Someone has to notice those things, and someone has to have the awareness to report those things. Then the state can start to do some investigations and make sure that we are covering our bases and checking in with people to make sure a child is being well taken care of. And if it is decided that there is inadequate care or abusive care being provided to a child, then they will need to work with the court system so they can set up for the child to be moved from the home into another home. The first step they're always going to look for is finding another blood relation to be able to take care of that child. It's really important to try to keep children with their families as much as possible. And then the next step would be looking for foster parents. So that's kind of where Children's Home Society and the state of South Dakota have a few different programs set up so that they can recruit families and prepare them to be able to provide that good care for children.
I have two thoughts. When you say someone has to report it, who usually is that someone?
A lot of times we are seeing that come from medical staff. That would be the ones that would be treating any kind of things that would be going on. There can be school counselors, teachers, daycare staff, and many of the people that I've already listed and many more throughout the city are what is called mandated reporters, where when they see or hear something like that, they are required by law to make a report of what it is that they've seen or witnessed or whatever the child has shared with them that is concerning in those areas.
At first, I was thinking, and I'm pretty sure they're included, was law enforcement. I'm sure they're
involved. Yes, law enforcement will be a part of that when there is situations where they're called into the home. But unfortunately, until there is some eyes on what's going on in the home, sometimes there's a lot of secrets that are kept and the family secrets have to stay hidden. And the kids are not really forthcoming with a lot of that information and the parents are not outing themselves. So typically it's when children have more exposure with other members of the community besides just birth relation that more of that stuff gets caught, more reports are made, and investigations can happen. We can make sure kids are safe.
All these people we talk about, and I'll use this, are official people. They have official titles and they hold positions. What happens if a non-official person, and I think you know what I mean by that, comes and says, hey, X is being abused? What steps happen then?
They can make a phone call to the DSS office and they can make the report. They can give as much information as they have. Maybe that's a license plate number. Maybe that's a location where they saw something happening. But yeah, those types of calls are welcome. And you never know if you're the last piece that actually leads to an investigation being initiated. So it doesn't hurt to call in good faith and report if you see that there is an issue.
So regardless, that initiates an investigation if someone just calls in?
Not necessarily. They would have to compile a certain amount to be able to start an investigation.
Okay. So let's get into your role with Children's Home Society, a family development specialist. How would you describe what you do?
Well, myself, along with our therapeutic foster program staff, we are looking to train and prepare parents that potentially think that they would make good foster parents. We get plenty of people that come to us that have never parented before. We get people that have spent a lot of time parenting. We get single individuals. We get married couples. We get couples that are dating and living together. We get all kinds of people that come to us, and a lot of them, they have not made up their mind for sure if they want to be foster parents. And that's really a big part of what we do. We help people think about all the different things that they should be considering: their family dynamics, their goals for the future, safety of their own children in the home. We want people to consider all those things before they're officially licensed, before they have kids in the home. And while we're doing that, we're providing them with a variety of different training sessions that are going to help them to know the difference between caring for a child that has potentially experienced quite a bit of trauma in their life, compared to raising their own birth children, where they understand everything that the child has been through. There's some specialized training that does need to go on with that to make sure that they can provide adequate care for the children in their home. So we'll see them through to that point where either they decide, hey, this is great, we do want to do this, or they decide, you know what, this isn't quite for us, maybe we don't want to do this. And we do help people, you know, find the exit, so to speak, if it doesn't seem like it's the right situation for them. But if they do feel really good about it, we also will take a lot of time to get to know them and understand the dynamics of parenting that they saw when they were younger and the example that was set for them, and try to get an idea what kind of parents they'll be, especially if they have not parented before. But I do want to take a moment to say that it does not scare us away to hear people grew up with kind of a checkered past and had some difficulty when they were growing up.
Right.
Sometimes people that have been through some difficult circumstances are much better at handling when difficult circumstances are going on in their home compared to people who've never had those types of experiences. So we welcome all kinds, and we prepare and train people and try to help them make a good decision about whether or not they're going to be able to provide safe, appropriate care in their home before the child is placed in the home, because we don't want to see where people realize they were completely unprepared and a child's already there. And then that makes for a very difficult situation to sort it out at that time.
If you're just joining us, our guest today on In the Moment is Tom Timmerman, a family development specialist with the Children's Home Society. I'm going to move a thought up in this conversation, if you will, because you talked about it. You talked about families and what makes perfect is the wrong word. What makes a good family candidate to be a foster parent?
A lot of times people come to us and they are under the impression that if I just love a child enough, that's going to be enough. And then sometimes they end up a little disappointed when they pour out every bit of love that they have and a child is still having some behaviors and still showing some difficulty, not being as appreciative as they feel like they should be. So I think where people should come from a little bit more is the sense of, I can absorb some of the feelings, some of the heartache, some of the issues a child will have as they start to work through the traumatic experiences that they've had. So sometimes kids need some counseling. They need a little bit of extra work from some type of a mentor or other type of positive role model so they can work through that stuff. And meanwhile, they might not be extremely appreciative of the situation they're in, being separated from their parents, being living with strangers. So families do need to be prepared that they can absorb a little bit of extra stress in their household, in their daily life, as they help a child to sort through a lot of difficult feelings. So really, we're looking for people that can, yes, provide that love and that care, the nurturance that the children need, but also to be able to handle some of the difficult times as children adapt and adjust to an environment. And it is a very, very small amount of the number of children that come into care that are never going to turn that corner and make it through those difficult times and start to create those bonds with the people that care about them and have seen them through some very difficult times where they're working through their little minds and little bodies are working through some very difficult things.
We're talking foster care today because May is Foster Care Awareness Month. You alluded towards this earlier, but there's several levels of foster care, and I think it's extremely important to get into one of them. And I know they're all important, But the one that really sticks out to me, and I really want to dive into this a little bit, is therapeutic foster care. Talk about that, because I think if I read this right, and I've talked to you about this, it involves special needs children and things like that. So I'll let you touch on that.
Yeah, so we have a program that is run pretty much entirely through Children's Home Society. It is our therapeutic foster care program. The children that are being placed into our therapeutic foster homes are typically children that are have experienced a higher level of trauma throughout their life. Mm-hmm. They are dealing with more. There's more behaviors. There's more emotional outbursts. There's more that is going on with them than what has been assessed as far as an average foster home would be able to handle. So they have started this program in order to equip foster parents at a higher level, and knowing that the children that come into their home are going to present usually greater challenges than the average child going into one of our the basic foster homes that we have. So the therapeutic foster parents are provided with some additional training over mm-hmm. and above what a basic foster family is going to have. But even more so, part of this program is the follow-up. They will have in-home or in-office counseling available through Children's Home Society staff. They will be able to receive various other support services. They have a lower ratio for the number of families that each specialist is working with in those particular circumstances. So they will be surrounded by a team that is going to provide really good support for the level of care that they are looking to provide. And many of the children that are coming in there could be coming from another foster home where they were not able to meet the needs of the child or the needs were too severe. They could be coming from a residential treatment facility such as Children's Home Society, mm-hmm. Where children have worked through a lot of things already and they need to be in a foster home that can continue kind of a higher level of care like they were receiving in residential treatment. But along with those circumstances comes more information about the child and what kind of things help, what kind of things they're still working through than what you would typically see for a child that comes directly from the birth home, and you'd have much less information about what works and what's going on with the child.
In the couple of minutes we have remaining, and I ask this question, and I think I know the answer, but I'm going to let you answer it. How great is the need for foster care in our area?
Well, we have, across South Dakota, there's more than 1,200 kids a year are coming into care and needing at least some form of temporary foster care. There is really never going to be enough foster parents. Mm-hmm. If we look at the numbers that we have as far as the diversity in our foster homes, there's always going to be room for improvement there. We are one of the biggest needs that we have is more Native American foster homes. We mm-hmm. are seeing a fair percentage of the children that come into care in the state of South Dakota are from Native American families, and we do not have an adequate number to be able to place Native American children into Native American homes all the time, which would be ideal. The same goes for people of different faiths, people of all types of different backgrounds, cultures, ethnicities. It is really nice for kids to be able to go into home where everything seems more familiar rather than having everything being completely different. We also find that there is not quite as many people that are coming to us that are hoping to bring teenagers into their home. And that's something that we try to push and try to plug a little bit. Also with keeping sibling groups together, people that are willing to take on 3, 4, and 5 siblings mm-hmm. all together is really helpful to keep as much of the family intact as we can and help the children feel more comfortable in those areas.
Real quickly, how does somebody, I know somebody will be moved by this conversation, how do they get a hold of you should they want to join the ranks?
There is a couple of different places that you can start. We definitely want people to come visit our website at chssd.org. Mm-hmm. and you'll be able to find information about a variety of the services that we offer there. You can also call Children's Home Society, 605-334-6004. And you can also contact the Department of Social Services, and they would be able to connect you with where you can help in your area.
Tom Timmerman is a family development specialist with the Children's Home Society. Tom, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.